episode, you're going to get to meet some amazing women. They are three of my students from the Second Half Spark School, and I invited them on. It's the first time that I've had three people interviewed at the same time, and we did a great job, I think, coordinating the conversation. But I wanted to bring them on because today the Second Half Spark School doors are open for enrollment, and I open enrollment only a couple of times a year, and it's only open for 4 days. So if you're listening to this after the doors are closed, then you can get in on the wait list. But I want to bring them on because they started in October with me. They took a chance to sign up for something before the holidays, which I think is incredible because a lot of people like wait. You know, they're like, oh, I'll do it after the I'll wait till January. And here's these women have transformed into these sparked humans, these sparked second half souls, which I talk about. And they would not be there if they had not joined back in October. And so I thought it was a really great time for them to share a little bit about themselves, where they were in October, where they are now, and what they learned about themselves and how far they've come. And I'm so excited to see the happiness and the joy that wasn't there when I met them. So I'm so happy that they're part of my life now. And I am excited to let you hear from them and to hear about their journeys. So let's get to the episode now. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today I have my students. I have three of my amazing students from the Second Half Spark School, Sandy, Kim, and Janice. And I am so grateful that they have joined me here today because I don't think they've ever been on a podcast before. Have you guys? No? There's lots of No, yes. And so we're going to talk a little bit about their experience over the past, I guess, 3 months. And we spent Christmas together, really. And we've become very close. We've been spending a lot of time together over the past 3 months, and they have transformed into these amazing, they were amazing human beings to begin with, but they are lit up, and I just, their energy they bring to the calls and the smiles that are on their faces, they're just different humans than when they started. It was inside of them, but they just didn't know how to pull it out of them. So we're going to talk about that. And it's going to be fun because I've never done three guests at once. So we're going to take turns. Hopefully we won't step all over each other. So I think what I'll do is I'll call on each of you in no particular order. And we're just going to go through some questions that I thought about that would help the audience know a little bit more about what we do in school and what to expect. All right. So, and we are on the Brady Bunch style. So we have it's four of us and it's really fun. So I should turn, I'm looking at Sandy when I talk. So let's start with you, Sandy. So I'm going to start with everybody introducing just a little short introduction about who they are, where they live, who they live with, and what they do. So Sandy, you go ahead first.
Okay. Hi there. My name is Sandy Stalmach. I am 61. That's really hard to say, but they did it. I am now in process of doing some studying to upgrade my bio, but putting together my business idea, what I want to do next. I'm really excited about that. I live with my son and my mother at the present in Fort Frances, Ontario, which is northwestern Ontario, right on the Ontario-Minnesota border. I have two kids, a son and a daughter, and my daughter and her husband just had a baby girl.
It'll be first grandchild.
Yeah, 3 weeks tomorrow. I'm pretty excited.
Yes. All right. And yes. Anything else?
That's me in a nutshell.
Okay. Yes. Kim, you're up next.
My name is Kim Jarzynski. I live in central Massachusetts. I'm 52 years old. I have been a pastry chef for approximately 27 years and currently work in a school system training bakers and creating new recipes for school systems. I have three amazing kids. They're all out on their own, two boys and a girl. I currently live with my dog, Ava, and...
You like squeaky toys?
She loves squeaky toys. She does. And that's about it.
Okay. Yes. And Janice?
Hi, I'm Janice Lee. I live about 50 miles northeast of Toronto on a little hobby farm. I've lived on a farm all my life. I am 61 years old as well. And I live with my husband. We have three children who are now starting to give us grandchildren, and we have three grandsons. The last two are twins, which is exciting. And I have recently retired working in the medical field, and I was an office manager, and I just recently retired in July.
Great. And, awesome. Yeah. And yes, it's funny. I have two Canadians here on the call. I don't know what it is. And it's Ontarians. Is that how you say it? I don't know. But they're like, it's so many Canadians from Ontario that I get.
Ontarians.
Ontarians. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ontarian.
Yes. And it's so funny because I was there, like I'd never been to Canada that I can recall. And so I was in the Ontario area like a year ago. And then it's like all these Ontario people now and I can picture where you live. Yes. Okay, so I have a question. I have like about five questions I want to go through and ask you guys, but I want to start with, you know, we're in today is actually, while we're recording this, is January 29th. And so you all joined the Second Half Spark School back in mid-October. It's a 90-day program. So I would love to know describe where, from your perspective, where you were mentally when you signed up. So I'm just going to keep going the same order. So Sandy, go ahead.
Sure. So when I signed up, I call it 60, scared, scattered, and sick of it. It just really was all that. I am at a transition period. My daughter and husband, her husband are, you know, out on their own. My son is still with me, but he's at that stage where it won't be that much longer before he's out on his own pursuing his career. And that really scares the life out of me. Also, being a single mom, and having been through a period of a lot of stress and working really hard to pay off debts, I'm really redefining myself. And I was laid off when COVID got kind of bad and affected things in this area. And so the next step was just overwhelming to me. I felt very discouraged, didn't really feel like I had options or skills or anything. And that was a really scary place to be. So I was really looking for some answers and some peace about that when I started.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. All those S's. They're
not, yeah.
And one of them wasn't sparked.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, we go through phases where we have to reassess, redefine and recreate.
And you had been laid off, right? What time frame was that when you were laid off?
A few months, okay. Not that long.
Yeah, okay. All right, Kim.
So I would say the difference with me is when we started this program, I had just felt like I was lost. My children had all moved out. My purpose had always been just being a mom. That's all I ever wanted to do was be a mom. And suddenly I'm in a house that went from being crazy chaotic filled with teenagers and college age kids to nothing. It was just my dog and I, and I thought I can't turn into a crazy dog lady.
And how long was that going on before October?
Before October, my daughter had moved out. She'd been out for about a year. She had gone away to college, and I would say that I fell into a depression when she went into college, because it went from chaos in my house to completely empty nester. And I'm a single mom as well, and have been for most of their lives. So to go from all this noise and fun and laughter to complete quiet was just, it was really hard for me.
And being needed, being valued by these other people, and then poof. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is at a point too. I'm at a point in my career when I feel like I just don't have that passion for, I love to bake and it's always been my stress relief, but now it's become a chore and it's just become a job. So that there was really no outlet for me.
Yeah.
When I
got married. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Janice, your turn.
Well, I'll just be honest and say that when I found Lori, I was laid flat out in bed. No inspiration, so lost, no feeling. I was falling into a state of desperation. Honestly, I was, and I just didn't want to go into depression. I had lost my joy. I'm normally a very happy, outgoing, joyful person, like to have fun.
Yeah, and you are. I mean, now it's like, yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
But literally when she found me, I had been in bed for five days. And very lost, and no inspiration at all. Basically, what had happened was I was really looking forward to retirement, which happened in July. And the plan was for me to help look after my in-laws. And but then it ended up my husband and I were not on the same page after all, even though we talked about this a lot. And so much so that without details, I ended up so down and out, and I was in bed, I different praying and whatnot, and all of a sudden Lori's Facebook page, there she was on my fifth day of pretending to get up and dress by noon and having no enthusiasm at all for life, because I was just, everything that I was and planned on was lost, was gone. And so that's when I found Lori, and I thought, oh my God, that is, I can't do cartwheels, but that is who I used to be. And I thought, I need this. And as you know, I debated. And I thought, I couldn't do this. And then I decided, I have to do this. I have to get involved. And I am ever so thankful.
Well, you did the workshop too, right? You came into the workshop and had that exposure.
Yes. When I found you, it was the, I had gotten in on the replays for all the workshop pages. And then I watched the last two, I decided I wasn't going to join. I wanted to, I couldn't afford to, because I didn't know where my life was going. I'd just given up a really good paying job. And
yeah, I had to pull out those emails, and we'll have to reminisce, because she sent me an email that said, you know, I just can't do this. I'm not ready, or I just can't afford it. Or I don't even remember what you said, but you know, and I think you were expecting me to try to talk you into it. And
no,
you weren't? Okay.
No, bottom line was, because I reread it this morning, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Bottom line was, I really wanted to do all this, blah, 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 but. And then I said, please put me on your list to call me in January when you do it again. So the whole of it was, here's why I'm not joining now. And I felt I wanted to share a couple of things.
Yeah.
But please call me. Please call me in January and I'll join up. And then when I heard the last two videos, it was, why am I not doing this? And especially with COVID, and it has turned out to be a saving grace, and I have my joy back. And literally I got out of bed and it's been really terrific. It's been,
yeah. Well, it's funny too, because when somebody isn't ready, I'm not going to try to talk them into it. You know, they have to, they have to be at the point at which they're ready. Cause the worst thing that could happen is them have reservations and then they come in and then they don't do the work. And you right. clearly were ready to get out of bed and do the work. So kudos to you. So yeah, everybody has a different story and we're in a different place, but definitely not feeling sparked, right?
Right.
Okay. So now we're going to fast forward, and I just want to hear from you kind of just what you feel. Cause to me, it's so much, we tend to have these expectations of where we're going to be, but it's what we want to be feeling. You know, it's, we don't want to be not wanting to get out of bed. We want to be getting out of bed with joy and excitement and looking forward to our day. And so that's what I want for people more than anything, is just this energy, this excitement. And so I believe you guys all feel that now, but I want to hear from you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to know kind of what is different. How is it now that you 90 days later, and I'm going to give them all tons of credit because they have done the work and there is work to be done, right? So, but it is really life shifting, and it's fully guided and supported. And I think we'll get to this in a bit, but I think having this support system of each other has been really made a big difference as well in the whole process. So anyway, Sandy, why don't you go ahead and start about what's up with you right now?
Well, right now it's a huge change for me. I have come into a place where now I do have purpose. I have a decision made about where I want to go. I can't say that I'm stellar about believing in myself yet. I'm still working on those ants, but I know where I want to go. I feel probably 70% confident that I will succeed, but I am very determined now. And now I feel that there's those possibilities. I have waded through all of that. Oh my gosh, what purpose could there possibly be for me? Like Kim said, I was all about my children. And now with my children leaving home, what is there? And so now I feel like it's not just a gaping hole. I have a plan.
You and the other thing I see with you is you are in inaction, right?
Yes.
And yes. And so for you, which when you start to take the action, then you start to see things you didn't see before. And so I see a lot of that with you. Yeah.
I was really stuck. Yeah. I felt so stuck.
The fog clearing and lifting.
Yes. Yeah. Now I have a lot of determination now, yeah. and just pushing to do all the hard stuff that I've procrastinated to. I'm just getting in there and just doing it.
Yeah. And you also didn't think you had any skills, and it's like,
no,
yeah. And here you have you have a health cert or nutrition. You have a nutrition certification. So it's like, we have so much, we are our own worst enemies. It's like, I have no skills. I have no wisdom. And it's like, let's uncover that lid and see, and look inside, see what's there.
Well, now having done the past while with you and the girls, now I feel like, hey, I can actually create and live my dreams too, that I can. And so I'm just going to do it and believe for it.
Yeah.
And that was so not me when I started.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I was really worried about that. Now I'm very determined about that.
Yeah.
Big change.
Focused. Focus. Yeah.
Focused. Yes.
Like, yeah. All right. Like Tom Brady, I guess. I think he's pretty focused. Tell you when a team,
oh, sure.
when a team kicks you off and, you know, you're old and, you know, you're done for it. You know, now he's taking them to the new team to the Super Bowl. It's kind of crazy. So anyways, all right, Kim. So yeah, where are you now?
So throughout the process, I was trying to figure out like what the next thing would be. And what we also learned through the 90 days working with Lori and the girls is that a lot of times you already know what it is. It's already within you. For me, it's been a struggle for me for many years with gut health. And I've learned a lot. And like Sandra said, and Lori said, you think that you don't have the skills, but your life skills and the things that you've learned throughout have taught you so much, and you really have so much to offer others. So I feel like I have that. That's what was missing for me, was that I felt like I didn't have anything left to offer people. Like I would just get up, go to work, come home, go to bed, and that would be the rest of my life. And it just seemed, it sounds really depressing because that's how it felt. But to know that, and along the way to have people say to me out of the blue at like places that I went would say, hey, you know, I'm really struggling with my inflammation, or I'm having problems with my stomach, or whenever I eat something, I get really tired. And I would say to them, well, what are you eating? What are you doing? And we would just break out into a conversation. And I really feel like that's part of the universe telling you that this is what you're meant to do. This is pushing you in the direction that you need to go. And if we didn't have all those little steps and the 90 days really helped us with all the work that we did with you, Lori, and all the girls, and even listening to different people during our calls to say, oh yeah, that's me, that's how I feel. Or, ooh, yeah, I could use that. That's really helpful. Or it would just spark something in your mind that would make you think, this is where I need to be, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, and we overlook those little hints from the universe. You know, those little questions that people are asking us. It's the universe prodding you and saying, "Hey, yeah, you know this stuff. You know this. Should you help these people? Maybe you should do more of that." Yeah, and we're just like, "Ah, I don't know enough. I'm not an expert." Yeah, so you know enough to help people, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, and Janice, and so I didn't reflect on what you said before. So before we move on to where you are now, I want to say, and this is what we learned, right? The universe attracts what you think, and you're thinking, I need this. You said you prayed. So you put it out there that you needed something. And here Facebook delivered it. Facebook knows what we're thinking, right? So anyways, yeah. So I just wanted to make sure we did tell people, yes, it does matter what you think. All right. So where are you now, other than giddy smiley?
I know, giddy smiley. You know, I'm even in a far better place than, you know, before. So like, yes, I came to you. What was so dreadfully scary was I had no feeling. No feeling, numbness, nothing. I always have joy. I always get up with optimism and happiness. So I had nothing. I had nothing when I found you on Facebook. And I, you know, so going past that, so I signed up and we've done everything. And what I've realized is I'm not alone. By doing this with the group, there are so many of us at our age out there struggling with who we are and what value we are. And a huge thing that I have come to recognize is that I am worthy, I matter, my feelings are legit, I have values that should also be respected, and I need to be true to my heart, true to my desires. I have learned that, and the permission to be who I always want to be. It's given me more confidence. People that know me might not realize, because I always present myself very animated and happy and helpful and whatever, but we all have our hidden, you know, concerns. And I just feel even happier than I ever have been. I feel more confident. I catch myself all the time when I'm getting negative. You made me do that, mm-hmm. you know, in the classes, that's so terrific. And watching you, you won't let us be negative in the classes. And being able to interact with the other girls, it's super. Like, oh, there she goes. There's that negative. And then, oh, she got her too. You know, like it's so...
I don't want to say you can't be like, there are times in life when it's good to cry. So I don't want to say, you know, we can't ever, but saying I'm stuck over and over is going to keep you stuck. Right.
Right.
So it's like, what, why are you stuck? What can you think differently to unstick you? But that's what I learned, you know, in my neuro coaching training is to ask the questions that then, because the answers are inside of you, just like Kim said, and that's what she learned, but we can't see that for ourselves. You know, we have to get asked the right questions and yeah. So,
and you've drawn that out of us, and you have a way of encouraging it. And by interacting with each other, it makes us recognize it in ourselves.
So I want to know if there was a key turning point, because first of all, I'm a big, big fan of aha moments. I live for aha moments, and there's some really good ones going on right now in the workshop. And so what I'd love to know is, was there a key turning point or aha moment, like when you really felt things shift? Like we were in a coaching call or you did a lesson and it was just like, yes, this is taking me in this direction I wanted to go. So I would love to hear kind of your perspective on that. So Sandy, can you speak to that?
Sure. For me, it was one distinct moment, more so than any others, was when you taught us that in quantum physics, it's believed that our future us already exists. And you taught us the visualization of meeting that future self and talking with her, dialoguing and learning from her. And I see it as sort of transitioning into her. And with putting that into practice for me, it just solidified into something so real and intangible that I carry that with me every day now. And I'm making progress in that. And I count a lot of my progress to that. It made it real for me. It changed the game. That really did.
Yeah. And that was in the workshop. So that's what, you know, we went through that exercise yesterday. So many like amazing comments from that experience.
It just flipped the switch for me. And especially with you giving us that visualization and then teaching us to put it in practice, make it a daily, a regular thing. That just really changed a lot for me.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome. I love to hear these moments, like reminisce back. Okay, Kim, how about you?
So I think the aha moment for me was actually a really hard moment. It was on a coaching call. And Lori really kept asking me, okay, but why? Okay, but why? Okay, but why? And I was like, I have no idea. But I did know why. And it was just, I think, the voices from our past and the voices and the recordings that play over in our head that tell us, you're not good enough, you're not deserving of this, you're not worthy, is just a voice. And we can change our perspective, we can change our future, we can change what we choose to listen to. And by doing affirmations and really figuring out how we're going to change that voice from a negative to a positive. And that has really, I think, had such a humongous impact on my life. And really, I would say at that point, I climbed out of the hole that I kind of had been living in. And I also feel like all my life, I felt like I'm just not good enough. And I've been told I'm not good enough. Well, who says I'm not good enough? Am I going to listen to these voices that's all they are? It's just a voice in my head. Or am I going to listen to my heart and know and listen to the people around me that, yeah, you are good enough and look at all you've achieved and all you've done and all you're capable of doing. And that was just really the possibility.
Yeah. And just, Yeah, just to give a little kind of context about that, that's the hardest thing that I had to learn about when I got my coaching certification, is to stop giving advice. Because what happens when you give advice is people don't learn to solve things on their own. But I have been somebody, and I talk about this openly, silence to me is really uncomfortable. So I have to learn to let there be silence so you can figure out what it is that's inside of you. And I just have to ask a question, be patient, because what we are talking about is a belief that you had that wasn't true, that was holding you back. And that's what we got to the root of there. And I will just say that that was really powerful for everybody. And I knew in the moment that you had a big breakthrough there, but I made you, I think you did go back and watch it. I make people go back because when you're in the moment, it's really hard. But I agree with you. I remember that very vividly. And I think it did change a lot for you after that. And then you also did all, because you also weren't doing some of the things that you were supposed to be doing at that moment. Right. So, so I said, you know, where are you with that? And so then you went and you did your work for that and you posted in the Facebook group. And then you got all these people saying, oh my gosh, it's so good. I feel the same way. And so they were, yeah. So, and you were right on point with that assignment. And so I think that was really a good, like you took action from that as well.
And I think the really comforting thing with that too, was that so many people reached out after I posted that in the Facebook group and said, oh my gosh, I know exactly how you feel. That's just like me. And I think for so many years then and what really stopped me from wanting to do the work was the fact that you feel like it's only you and nobody else feels like you do. And nobody else is like you. And they're like, I'm broken, but I'm not broken. That's that was the amazing thing, that there's so many other people that feel this way too. Well, we can't all be broken. And if we are, well, we're fixable. You know what I mean? And together we can fix it. And fixing it meant changing my outlook and how I perceive things and changing my affirmations to being more positive. I'm a very positive person too. But I also think that you can have negativity can set in on top of you too. And like Janice, you know, I've had that happen to me as well. So to be able to spread your wings and fly and just say, I'm free. It's an amazing, amazing.
Yeah. And I love too, because what you learned through that experience is because you want to be a coach, but gut health, right? So you're more, you know, it's the health aspect, but whatever you learn, then that's why I love to keep learning, is that it's more than just the body with health. A lot of times it's also the mind. And so now you're learning these coaching tools that you can then go and help your clients with. So I think that's really cool. All right. So now Janice, it's your turn. So what, any particular turning point other than like in the very beginning when you got out of bed? That's a big turning point.
That was huge. And having a shower, that's all good too. I just wanted to say that the limiting beliefs, getting rid of that, and my affirmations have really added the new joy. I've always had joy and happiness, but I have a new lightness. And so that the first aha moment, I think for me, at least the one I know of today, is when we did our visioning and to be quiet, and we were creating a vision board. And all of it, I couldn't get onto the technology. I couldn't figure it out. So I just started to draw. The thing about that, and I couldn't stop drawing. The thing about that is I have not been able to draw for at least 2 or 3 years, such that my youngest son said to me, Mom, why don't you draw anymore? And I said, it's not in me. It's not in my heart. I don't feel it. And that's what I said. And my vision board, so much came out of me that in those drawings that I didn't realize, I do something and then I do another thing. And it just kept coming about what my dreams were. And that was so exciting for me. That was an epiphany for me, like, wow. And the other thing for me along that association is learning to be quiet and listen. And every time I have done a quiet, you know, reflection, if not when I'm done after meditating or something, when I'm done, ideas come to me. Or the next day, all of a sudden, ideas come to me. And it's just so exciting. I can't stop writing. I just can't stop writing. So I have notes. I have to still get everything organized. I've got notes here and there, things that I've been writing. And it's all just coming to me because I've been quiet and listened.
Tapping into that inner voice. I love it. And I love that what you did too, because here, you know, it's a problem, right? You didn't have, your computer was too old to work with the software. There's definitely, somebody could have said, okay, well, I guess the universe doesn't want me to do this, but instead the universe wanted you to pick up your pencil and draw. And it was, we were all so touched by that because she shared it in the Facebook group and gorgeous. And it was like, oh my gosh, you don't need software. You just draw your own beautiful vision on a piece of paper. So that was really cool. I love those, all unique and different moments. So, okay. So moving on, just a couple more questions. And you know, we talked a little bit about the coaching, but I think a lot of people, me included, because I didn't get a coach for myself until, probably I'm like, I can figure it out. I can get all the, you know, the tools and I'll learn all the strategies, but there's more to it than just that. And so, you know, you can go take a course, but I think the complement and what I love to do is the complement of the two with the coaching and the coursework. And so I would just love to know what kind of your perspective was on that. And if you had ever had that experience of a coach, because I think it was like, I was 59, almost 60 when I got my first coach. And now I have three for different things, of course. But so Sandy, did you have any experience with having like somebody, a coach mentor type of person?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But you still were like, okay, I'll try it.
Yes. And okay. I've studied coaching. I have a health coaching certificate and I am putting together a coaching business, but I had not received coaching. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I learned so much from your coaching, so much, not just about the mechanics of it, but I learned how powerful it can be. Mm. And in the group, for me, I thought it was so much more than just individual. I mean, there's a time and place for both, but that coaching with a group, like Kim mentioned, we learned from each other. We drew strength from each other. We supported each other. And hearing the others, you drawing things out and making others confront things, there's so much we could relate to. And then combined with the course, it was a truly enriching experience.
Yeah, I think somebody could just be, I think they could get so much if they didn't want to even be coached, if they just sit there and, you know, even watch the replays of what went on during the coaching calls. And that's what
I loved knowing that we were going to talk and mm-hmm. we could address things. You know, you take it away and you think and you work on things, and knowing that we were going to be able to talk, and it's so comfortable to do so. It was great. It was really helpful.
Yeah. One of my mentors, my main mentor. Yeah. He talks about like always over deliver in your promise. And I remember taking about a year ago, I will not name names, signed up for a program that was equivalent to the price of mine. And I was so disappointed. It was like four calls and I do 10. And it was, you couldn't interact. You could submit a question in advance and she might answer it and she might not answer it. Depends on like what other questions she got. And it was only 1 hour and it was not like an interactive Zoom. So, and I was just like so disappointed. And so it, you know, it taught me a good lesson because I was like, I always want to make sure that, like my mentor says, always over deliver and give more than you said you did will. And so people, you know, will feel that. I can't imagine not interacting.
Yeah. That sounds like a really limiting model.
Yeah.
Of coaching.
Yeah.
Like that would really limit my growth.
Yeah.
Where with you, I know that you really care about our growth and you input into that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kim, Janice, you want to, Kim, go ahead. Well, I'm going to try and wrap up real one more question after this.
I think that I have done coaching before. I have been involved in another group coaching, but this was very unique in that I really enjoyed the fact that when we came together as a group for our coaching call, you would let us ask questions and kind of interact together as a group, but then would single people out and really do like a one-on-one coaching. But whether if we didn't have something that maybe came up that particular week and we didn't need the one-on-one coaching with you, I, like Janice said, Sandra said, I really feel too that you get a lot out of what other people have, and it may spark something in your brain to say, oh yeah, you know what, I was wondering about that too, or wow, I didn't really think about that, but now that they've brought it up, that she brings up a really good point. And then letting us work through our issues and not just giving us an answer, but by kept, like what I had said before, you kept telling me about why. And I was like, at first I was thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't study for this test. I don't have the answer. It kind of felt like that, but it really makes you think. And it also helps you solve problems in the future and know that you can do them on your own. But I think by having you to coach us and walk us through the process and then have other people to have issues as well or have questions that you didn't think of was a very unique experience. And I'm probably speaking for everyone, but I truly felt like you didn't ever give us the time we needed if we had something we need help with.
Yeah. Yeah. And I never, you know, I say they're an hour long, but if somebody had something, you know, I always wanted to not cut it short. I'll never cut short. You know, if I'm doing a one-on-one in a coaching call with somebody, I never go, oh, ding, sorry, your time's up.
I've never went an hour. They always seem like, you know, it might go like 15 minutes over or even a little bit more, depending upon how intense the sessions were. So,
yeah, my husband's like, it'll be an hour. And he's like, right. You know, and he's always like, it was like hour and a half or whatever. Okay, Janice.
I really think those two ladies have covered it, Lori, but for the exact same reason that you attracted me, you were so approachable. You were so down to earth and you have walked the walk. And you can do the talk and you recognize it in us. So just, you're so approachable and give a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, the gift I got was somebody believed in me. Right. And so it's just transferred to me that I believe in, you know, I know what you're capable of. So much more than what you think you're capable of. And so I just help you find that in you. So, all right. And so just to wrap it up, this has been wonderful. I can always spend time with you ladies. I love being with you. So as we close, I always like to ask my guests, you know, thinking about my audience and wanting them to take some sort of inspired action. And so I'm just thinking, okay, if we're talking about the second half Spark School, and I'm in the process of doing a workshop with people right now. And you, I think all of you were in the workshop. And I just want to know what you would say to that, you know, October version of you. Like what would be the one thing that you would say? And the question I actually wrote down was, what would you say that would help her feel more comfortable about the journey that she might be frightened to go on, but that she needs to go on to make her feel a little more comfortable? So Sandy, what would you say?
I would tell her, take a chance on it and invest in this process and trust, because you're going to meet the you that you're not expecting, and you're going to love her, and you're going to love where you're going to be at when it's done. Working with Lori is very authentic and real, and you're going to grow like crazy, and be really happy with the braver you, who is more authentic you too.
Yeah, I just have to say the strength that emanates from you, like, is so different than when you started in October. I mean,
I agree. It's very different.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still scared about my son leaving because he's my best friend.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a really hard thing.
Yeah.
But now I have something I'm starting. I'm not there yet, but I'm in that direction that's going to be for me. And that is going to be a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think I would tell that girl that she's going to meet some really cool women that she's going to count as friends and really value. Yeah, I might be reaching out to y'all when things get tough.
we're excited about next year when COVID calms down, maybe having I plan, hopefully, you know, when in the fall, having an in-person event, having the in-person event that I want to have, as long as we don't get another COVID.
Well, that'd be so fantastic.
Yeah. If we could. Yeah. So Kim.
So I would tell myself in October, I would say, what have you got to lose and why not you?
Yeah. Love that.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
You can stay stuck where you are, or you can take a leap of faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, Janice.
I think what I would say, and almost what I did, was today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it's time to start investing in yourself. And what we have learned is that you have everything in you that you need to find your passion, purpose, and to just make the most of a fantastic life. I just learned that it's all right in here, and we just have to keep remembering that and listen and keep moving forward. Yeah, just you can't go wrong at all.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I hit that pay now button.
You're probably sweating it, right? Yeah, and I just want to end with, I think each of you knew that it was not going to come from an external source any longer. It had to come from within you. And, you know, I know I went through periods thinking, you know, find it externally. And I think that's what our kids were. But when they're gone, it's, we got to stand on our own 2 feet. And you guys are just wonderful, shining examples of that. So happy you're a part of my world now.
And vice versa.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.